Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's Call and Learn, brought to you by Health Yoga Life. Today's call, all your questions answered about yoga teacher training will be provided you with more information regarding Health Yoga Life's 200-hour Yoga Alliance Registered Teacher Training. The goal of the call is to inspire you to take the next step in your journey with yoga, grow your practice, teach. Mediating the call for us today is Vita Bilkus. She is a visionary and passionate proponent of wellness, as well as a lifestyle choice and entrepreneurial mission. Vita founded Health Yoga Life as an award-winning yoga studio and coaching business in Boston with her three sisters. She also co-created the Emotional Responsibility Method and uses it, along with teaching yoga, to coach others through the profound process of self-transformation, which she believes to be the only way to make true positive impact in this world. A teacher's teacher, Vita coaches yoga and fitness teachers on smarter ways to merge wellness with business and is a passionate spokesperson for self-care, yoga, and ethical business practices. Vita has been in the industry for over a dozen years and is a certified ERYT 500 yoga teacher. Her Power and Flow class was named Best Mind Body Class in Boston by the Improper Bostonian 2012. She leads yoga teacher trainings, workshops, and retreats in the U.S. and internationally, and has written for the Elephant Journal, Do You Yoga, The Examiner, and has been a featured expert in the Huffington Post, Boston Magazine, Boston Inno, The Metro, and more. Now today, joining Vita on the call are three recent graduates of the Health Yoga Life Teacher Training. They are eager and ready to share their experiences. We have Stephen Allison, Nicole Hicks, and Katrin O'Rourke. Stephen Allison is a 200-hour certified yoga instructor. In addition to being an advantage trainer at the Sports Club LA, one of Boston's premier fitness centers, Stephen has been in the fitness industry as a leading trainer for more than 11 years and was recently named Boston's best trainer by the Improper Bostonian. Stephen is currently developing balance boot camps that combine yoga, cardio, and strength training, offering individuals a peak performance experience of body and mind. Nicole Hicks is a 19-year-old college student at Northeastern University from Rochester, New York. She is in her second year studying human services, a rigorous program that prepares students for careers and social change. In addition to being in school, she works as an office assistant and as a nanny. Nicole has an active blog called NikkiSmallsYoga.com, where she recently penned a great post called 5 Reasons Why Every 19-Year-Old Should Take Yoga Teacher Training that has insights beyond her years. In her free time, she enjoys wandering the city, volunteering at the Boston Rescue Mission, and doing yoga. Katrin O'Rourke completed her teacher training with Health Yoga Life in April 2013. She is also a school counselor in Boston. She enjoys sharing her love of yoga with both adults and children and sees the profound impact of yoga can have in one's life. You can connect with her on Twitter at Katrin_O'Rourke or join her class at Health Yoga Life and other Boston studios.
Hello and namaste, everyone. Welcome to our call. I'm really excited. I'm Vita. I'm the director of yoga teacher trainings at Health Yoga Life, and I'm thrilled to be on the call with these wonderful panelists today and all of you listening in. We really decided to do this call primarily because of the numerous inquiries we get about yoga teacher training from people of all walks of life. The demand for yoga teacher trainings to me just indicates that our world is in a beautiful place of change and transformation, and it's truly an exciting time to be part of helping shape this exploding industry of yoga, health prevention, and personal development. So before we start in with the interview, which I know you're all eager to hear about the panelists and their experience of the training, I just wanted to share a little bit about what distinguishes our training and some of the different components to our program. Health Yoga Life's teacher training is a very well-rounded, dynamic, and effective training. Our goal is really to help people just like you access their teacher within and have them come out sharing the best of themselves with those that they teach. Our training instructs trainees to teach a dynamic, well-sequenced, uncomplicated class based in the vinyasa tradition. And vinyasa simply means flow. It is derived from the Ashtanga and Power Yoga styles of yoga. This style is in the lineage of Krishnamacharya, who was the teacher to BKS Iyengar and Patabi Joyce. To note, most of our classes taught at the studio and practiced during the training are practiced in a gently heated room. We find that gently heating the room allows for people to have more ease of movement in their postures and in their bodies. The yoga we teach in the training is accessible for all levels of students, and we teach modifications that both decrease the intensity of the practice or increase it depending on where your students are at. Our teacher training encompasses yoga asana, which is postures. It encompasses yoga philosophy, yoga teaching methodology, and the business of teaching yoga. And it really has become a business and a career path for many people. Our training is distinguished due to our Health Yoga Life coaching background. In addition to teaching yoga, the primary trainers and I are also Health Yoga Life coaches, meaning we work one-on-one with people, helping them make healthy changes. This shapes the training for healthy dialogue and profound personal growth. Also, I've been in the industry and my colleagues have been in the industry for many, many years. We really have longevity in this industry. And we even began practicing when there were no Lululemons and few studios and only a few books on the topic. And now we have blogs and studios at every corner. It's really just a wonderful opportunity to begin to maybe step out into this industry by taking a teacher training. And in addition to leading Health Yoga Life, I'm often a consultant to yoga teachers and studios and helping them bring best practices so that they can serve the most people. Our training is really a vigorous personal development program for mind, body, and spirit, and it helps you launch your teaching career or just get to know more about yourself. So without further ado, I'd love to just get going with our panelists and dive right in. And I think for people listening in on the call, you know, one of the questions maybe they're wrestling is this the right time for me to take a teacher training? You know, I have this going on, I have that going on, I have this limitation, I have that issue. And how, you know, does one kind of decide, okay, I'm going to make this investment in myself? And so with that, you know, I guess the question is, why did you decide to take a teacher training at this point in your life when you decided to take the training? And Katrin, maybe we could start off with you. And welcome to the call, Katrin.
Hi, thank you. So I decided to do the yoga teacher training because I was at sort of a difficult time in my life, and I had recently started doing more yoga, and I was beginning to realize, so about a year and a half ago, I was really starting to realize the effects that it had on my body, the effects that it had on my mind. I was at the beginning stages of finding more clarity, finding more patience, and I really wanted to dive into that deeper. I wanted to gain a better understanding of the power of yoga, and I wanted to open myself up to the possibility of change and transformation. So that's why I decided to join the teacher training.
That's great. And remind me, were you working full-time at the time that you were doing the training?
I had just left one job, and I had a new job that I did not like, so I was sort of wrestling with what direction I wanted to go in my career and sort of what direction I wanted to go in my relationship. It was sort of a combination of things.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's very common around what, you know, what spurs people to action to finally decide to take a training like this. So thanks for sharing. How about you, Stephen? Why did you decide at the point that you did to take teacher training with us?
I decided to take teacher training for some professional reasons and some personal reasons. Professionally, you always want to present yourself as knowledgeable as a trainer, and I enjoy yoga. I think it's made me a better athlete over the years, and I wanted to be able to offer people, you know, if someone looks at the wall and they say, who am I going to train with? I wanted to give them as many reasons as possible to choose me.
Yeah.
And yoga, it's the thing that it brings everything together. It makes you better at running. It makes you better at skiing. It makes you better at weightlifting. And it's one of those sports that you can do for your entire life. You know, football, you had 3 or 4 years in high school or maybe a year or two of college if you're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Running, your knees are going to run out. But things like skiing, like yoga, these are the fun things that you get to do your whole life. And yoga augments all those other things and makes you better at them for longer. And I thought, I didn't see that many, 50, 60, 70-year-old people lifting weights. But I did see a lot of people of that age with really impressive strength and flexibility that came from their yoga practice. It's really non-invasive. And then personally, I just wanted to challenge myself and to see if I could do it, if I could really step up my own practice, because it's fun and it's rewarding. And you all of a sudden in a month or two time, you find that you can do things that you couldn't do before.
That's
and it's
terrific.
Just really rewarding.
Oh, well, thank you for sharing. That's awesome. And how about you, Nicole? You know, you were, a college student and decided to do this as, I guess, part of your summer break. So maybe share with us how you came to decide to join us for the training.
Sure. Yes, this was my summer break. So I really hadn't started doing yoga consistently until I went to school last year in September. And by the time I went home for Christmas break in, December and January, I was like, oh, this is what I'm doing. I'm like, Mom, let me teach you yoga. And in the spring, I was kind of looking into doing a teacher training. And then, a few big changes happened in March, and I broke up with my boyfriend, and I was like, hey, I'm going to do something for me, and I signed up for the teacher training.
Oh, did you just say that you broke up with your boyfriend, so that helped you get the courage to do something for yourself? Is that what you said?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I'm from New York, like Fred mentioned, and, he was one of the main reasons I was going to not live in Boston for the summer, and we ended that, it was like, no, I'm going to stay in Boston, and I'm going to do the training, this is going to be awesome, which it was.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, that is great. I'm really happy that you all, I think, people listening in are obviously all in different stages in their lives, and I think you both all shared so eloquently, why you may take a teacher training and that things, don't have to be perfectly aligned. And that you can really be an emerging process when you're deciding something like this. So thanks. Now, I know, before signing up for a training, often like this, any kind of personal development or new type of program, people can have some fears and doubts, some apprehensions. I know often people can be nervous about schedule or fitting it in, or, maybe just not being good enough at yoga. Maybe each of you could share a little bit about kind of what your feelings and or fears were or any apprehensions you had prior to the program, if you had any. And, Stephen, maybe we can start with you.
Okay. My largest apprehension was I good enough at yoga?
Mm-hmm.
I had been doing it, in classes, and I'm never, ever the best person in the class. And I found out that doesn't matter. The teacher doesn't
mm-hmm.
always have to be the best in any circumstance. I mean, Michael Jordan had a coach.
Yeah.
Tom Brady has a coach. Yeah, that's your role. So you shouldn't worry about your talent level in the class or if you can do a split or anything like that. The other apprehension is, of course, the cost. It's, for some people it's prohibitive,
yeah.
but And I can say 100% that if you finish this course and you get out and you hustle, you'll pay for your course within a few months. I mean, you'll get work. They teach you not only like the flow side of it and learning the movements, but they'll teach you how to market yourself, how to nail an audition, and you'll get work, and then it'll pay for itself very quickly. And so
Great.
That shouldn't be a reason for anyone not to do the training.
That's terrific. Yeah, I think that sometimes, it's always – okay, do I put down the credit card and take this investment on myself. So thanks for sharing on that. That really helps people listening in today. And Nicole, how about you? Did you have any fears or apprehensions or worries, or you were good to go?
Similar to Stephen, once I signed up for the course, I was like super excited and ready to go. But beforehand, I went to Health Yoga Life for my first yoga class, you know, try it out. And it was actually my first heated class as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, man, this is crazy. And Allison was a teacher, and I went to her afterwards, and I was like, I haven't been practicing yoga for my entire life, you know? Like, is this going to be way too difficult for me? And she was just so friendly about it, and she was like, it's a great experience for anyone. And I think that's what gave me, I was like, fine, all right, we're doing this here.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes our own resistance can come up, kind of, and just realizing that, wait, there is something for me here, you know, letting that emerge and then inspire you to move forward. I think that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Katrin, how about you?
So my apprehensions were a little bit different. Like I said, I was sort of at this crossroads in my life, and I thought that a teacher training, or I thought that yoga was going to be the answer to all of my problems. And so I have these expectations of what I thought I was going to get out of the training, or expectations for how I wanted to be after the training. And I was nervous that the training wasn't going to live up to those expectations, and I wasn't going to get out of it exactly what I had envisioned.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was my fear. But as soon as I started the training, I realized that it wasn't, that I had to drop those expectations. That's not what it was about. Yoga and this whole transformation process is not about getting to the next goal or getting to a point in my life where I wanted to be, but sort of embracing each moment and being more present and letting my life sort of unfold and letting the teacher training unfold the way it was supposed to unfold. And I learned, you know, that just I had to drop those expectations, and everything happened for a reason, and everything did turn out wonderful. You know, it may not, I got out of it everything that I did want to get out of it. It wasn't necessarily exactly how I envisioned it, but it was even more, it gave me the tools to just grow and transform in ways that I didn't even expect.
That's wonderful. That's awesome. I think that I've heard that as a common thing, especially that comes up kind of in that first weekend where, you know, you're being immersed into more yoga probably than you're accustomed to. You're in a new group of people. You're, you know, all these Sanskrit words are flying and, you know, energy is moving. And I think that, you know, we do set up these expectations. Okay, if one, does one plus one equal two, you know? And I think in this experience through a training, you really see, you know, yes, one plus one equals two, but also there's so much more that gets, that opens up, and so much more that you can't even kind of know. You just have to go, you know, with the flow. And that's really what vinyasa yoga is about, is, and yoga in general, is just being open to that possibility. And we as folks maybe that aren't fully yet committed to this path, you know, have a lot of things that come up to kind of keep us from the path. And as soon as we drop that, oh my gosh, there's, you know, the path is endless and joyous and wonderful. So that's awesome. Thanks for sharing, you guys. I think that we can all relate, those listening to, you know. And I think what the big takeaway here is, you know, just letting your fears drop, not letting that be the blocker. You know, we as an organization really work with and help people move through limitations in whatever ways that we can accommodate folks to get through the training and make it a wonderful experience. Okay, and just getting a little maybe more specific now, maybe each of you could share 2 to 3 of the biggest shifts you had or that you learned about yourself through this process of taking the training. You know, a lot of folks with us share that they connect with their true voice, that they have more authentic experience of life, that their relationships with others transform, their own ability to love themselves more, you know, grows. You know, a common insight is, and specific shift is that their bodies change and become stronger all through kind of this, you know, experience of the teacher training. So I'd love to hear from you guys, like, what were some of those specifics that opened up for you, either on or off your mat? Katrin, how about you? Start us off with that.
Sure. So I think the biggest thing that I learned really was how to take my practice off of the mat. I learned a lot about my body, and I learned a lot about the poses, but the biggest shift for me, or the biggest thing that I learned, was taking everything that I learned, so the yoga philosophy and the principles of yoga and the, you know, the breath, and taking that off my mat and bringing it and incorporating it into my day-to-day life, whether it was professionally or personally. I find myself now being more observant and aware of my feelings and thinking about yoga philosophy as I live my day-to-day life.
That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
How about you, Nicole? What were some of the things that shifted for you or
Like Katrin said, it's like the very first thing was that it's not just a practice for on your mat. You know, it's for, you know, every single day. It's not just poses. It's, there's way more to it. I don't know if the people listening know, but in addition to the training, well, part of the training, you take a few yoga classes during the week. And each week after the training, you know, somewhere in the middle of the week, every week I realize something new, like, oh, look, I can do a headstand this week, or this pose hurts less this week, or wow, I was a lot nicer to my family this week, which is really cool going through, you know, every week with something new. And Vita, I think you already know this, but one of my favorite, you know, phrases that the teachers have told us is where you are is exactly what you're supposed to be. So, you know, you may as well be present in that moment. And that's had a huge impact on my life, you know, obviously outside of yoga class. It's just the whole experience is very eye-opening.
That's terrific. That's terrific. Yeah, I think, you know, that it's so amazing, obviously, being a teacher and watching everybody move through their changes in body, mind, and spirit is really why I love doing this work. Stephen, how about you? What were some of the things that shifted or opened up for you?
Your practice will shift, and you will get better at yoga. That much is obvious. Just, you know, repetition, your body will adapt to the demands, and classes that were fairly hard at the beginning of the training, by the end, you look up and like, well, it's over already. And the 2-a-days at the end of it, it's not that difficult by the end, whereas the first weekend, it's a little, you know, it's pretty tough. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Off of your mat, off of my mat, I became a lot less defensive. I had just stored up some resentments, you know, through different spaces in my life, and coincidentally, I don't think so. You know, I started to let go of those as my practice became, a larger part of my life. And, you know, I've bonded with people through yoga. You know, my sister takes my class now, and 2 years ago we weren't really speaking, and it's, you know, it's good. It brings everyone together in your life, and it truly is a mind-body practice. So you'll find, you know, a few examples on each side of that coin.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think, you know, also the very definition of yoga is union, you know, and I think it does have that power to really help us wrangle and wrestle with relationships in our lives, how we're treating ourselves and how we're treating our bodies, and bringing that all to a more holistic way and a well-rounded and supportive way. So that's terrific. Thanks for all you guys for sharing that. So, you know, many times people take a teacher training not always with the intention to teach, but maybe for self-development aspects. And then there are folks that know for sure they want to teach yoga as maybe a part-time job or a full-time career path. Maybe each of you could share a little bit about, you know, which category you kind of fell into before the training, if that changed at all for you during the training. You know, what you're doing now, if you are teaching or not, and how you might expect that to develop into the future for you. So let's see. Steve, even. Maybe you could share with us kind of where you were at, you know, with wanting to teach, not teach, and then kind of where you see this developing for you.
I certainly wanted to teach. You know, I said prior that I had professional reasons and then I had my own selfish reasons. I definitely wanted to teach. I think as a fitness professional right now, I do a lot of one-on-ones. And my problem is that I can't help as many people as I'd like to. Like, I have all this knowledge and, you know, all this fitness acumen that I've built up. And I want to bring that to as many people as possible. And a yoga class, you can have 20, 30, 40 people in a class, and you can really, you know, tell them all the, you know, you can really share the benefits of what's worked with you and in your life with them. Instead
mm-hmm.
of just a one-on-one where you have one person who you really focus on. And that's great too, but I wanted, you know, I've been doing this for 10 years, now 11, so I just wanted to expand the breadth of who I could reach.
That's great. That's great. And so, and obviously, you are on our roster at Health Yoga Life, and I know that you're starting to teach elsewhere, and you see that as being part of your personal and career development, I guess, into the future.
Yes, yes. It just, the more you put yourself out there, the more things are going to open up. And the teaching, the teachers at Health Yoga Life will Skype with you. They'll do whatever, you know, if you take a step forward towards them, they will take a step towards you until you've reached your desire, your goal, your end point. And that continues on after the training is over as well. They'll work with you. You know, again, it's you have, if you take a step towards them and say, you know, I want help, they'll take a step towards you and like, well, this is what we can do. And
that's
is invaluable. You won't get that everywhere.
Yeah, but that's really true. We really do pride ourselves on being a resource for the folks that go through our training. You know, we really believe that we can add value to society by having great teachers out there. So it's part of our mission. So thanks for sharing that with the listeners today. And Katrin, how about you? You know, were you intending to maybe do yoga teaching as full-time, part-time, not teach? What were your thoughts about that prior to training? Did that change or, you know, and kind of share what you're doing?
Sure. So I went into the training thinking that I did want to teach yoga. I wanted to teach it part-time. So I was hoping to come out of it teaching a few classes a week. And, you know, I'm doing that and I'm really enjoying it. I love teaching. So that sort of has stayed the same for me, that wanting to teach part-time. I also decided that because of what I learned about the effect yoga has on your body and also on your mind, I am a school counselor, so I decided that I really wanted to take what I learned and share it with specifically the girls that I work with as a counselor. You know, I came to the realization that yoga had these effects when I was 27 years old, and I said, well, why not start that with other girls when they are much younger and develop those skills and those techniques at a much younger age that might have some sort of shift in or develop the skills that they need to live more fully and be more present in their younger lives. So I decided to start teaching yoga to the middle school girls that I work with as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is awesome. I love that. Well, thanks for sharing that. That's awesome. And Nicole, how about you? I know that you're obviously still a full-on student, and we've talked about maybe creating some classes specifically for college students, but maybe you can share just, you know, do you see this as something that you, you know, are going to do as in addition to what you're doing, or, you know, more so for the personal development, and, you know, why don't you share with our listeners?
Yeah, I believe I will be teaching at my school in the fall. When I, like, signed up for the training, I guess my intention was to teach. I think it was more like, I like yoga, I should do this. But
yeah.
Now I'm definitely, if I'm
if I like something, I'm sharing it with everyone I know. So I was kind of trying to teach yoga to my friends before I even took the training. And now I just, because of the personal development side, I want to share that with everyone, you know, in any aspect possible. Obviously, yes, I am still a full-time student, so hopefully I'll be teaching yoga part-time. And I think it's great because it's just one of those things that you can do wherever you go. In January, I am moving to do, like, an internship type of thing. And, you know, whatever country I move to, I know that I could still teach yoga there, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's amazing. And, you know, part of that, too, is that the wonderful thing about teaching yoga part-time, full-time, however, even if it, you know, you kind of build community wherever you are of like-minded people and, you know, really can create a wonderful opportunity for people to share, which I think in our society sometimes it's hard to find that. And part of the reason my sisters and I even started Health Yoga Life was because we were just really eager to build a positive community. And I think we've had that impact here in Boston. So great. Let's see. Okay, so maybe for a moment, let's just discuss a little bit, you know, about the basics, kind of group dynamic. Here you are with a whole bunch of new people with, you know, facilitators that are drawing out the best in you, heated yoga classes, lots of yoga, you know, guest teachers. We also offer free complimentary coaching calls. So, you know, if you are really pursuing personal development here through the training, you could experience complimentary coaching calls that kind of support maybe openings that you're having. And maybe each of you could just kind of just share a little bit about any of those, you know, facilitators or guest teachers or your, you know, like some of you said, Stephen, you're like, the classes were tough, but they got easier. Or Nicole, you said, oh, you know, at first I was really nervous about the heat, and then, you know, but it didn't stop me. And maybe Katrin, actually, you could start us off with this one, because I know that you did take advantage of the free coaching calls, and maybe you could just share with people how that supported your process in the training, and then anything else you wanted to add just about the basics.
Sure. So, yeah, I did take advantage of the coaching calls during the training, and I found that it was really a key component to my growth. It really just gave me the ability to take my practice, like I said, off of my mat. And I think the time that I spent working with Ida over the phone opened my practice up and my self-growth up so much more than I feel like I would have opened up just practicing. I think eventually I may have come to that point, but with that guidance of the coaching calls, I feel like I was just opened and exposed to so many different things personally at the time that really helped me to transform and to move forward. So I really encourage anybody who is taking the training to take advantage of those coaching calls. For me, it gave me the tools and the encouragement to take my practice even further through the use of self-reflection, journaling, meditation. It really just helped me to take my practice to the next level.
That's awesome. And, you know, you obviously had been coming to the studio already, so you were quite accustomed to our class style. And, you know, do you have anything that you want to add just about the facilitators or guest teachers or just, you know, this experience of really being immersed in a commitment to a vigorous yoga practice, you know, over 8 weekends?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the group dynamics in terms of the other teacher trainees and myself was really great. We had a small group that was, I think, made it really special. Everyone contributed to the positive atmosphere and was very supportive. And then the trainers as well, you know, you all had such an impact on the training, obviously. You know, you were encouraging and supportive, and you really allowed us to develop in our own unique ways while guiding us to become competent and confident teachers.
Great. Well, thanks. And how about you, Nicole? What are some of the tidbits you might want to share with the people listening in about your experience of the very, you know, basics of schedule and, you know, needing lots of yoga clothes and, you know, whatever you might want to share.
Well, I have bought a lot more yoga clothes, but I think that's a good thing. I think that, like you guys, the teachers, just encourage from day one us to be as authentic as possible. And I think that, like, I felt like I knew everybody by the end of the first week, and I felt like I had known them for years just because the quality of what we were sharing with each other was so much higher than you're used to with people that you just meet, you know?
Yeah.
We did, I think it was this, it was the second weekend, and we did a little activity in which you think of, we all had partners, and you'd share one really true, authentic compliment with them. And the compliment I got was from Livy, and I had, that was actually her first weekend, so I had known her for 2 days at this point. And what she said to me was just, it felt so, I was like, that's dead on, that's exactly me, and that's exactly how I'm like, I think I am. And it was just amazing that after knowing someone for such a short period of time, everyone was so close. And I think that atmosphere throughout the entire training has really helped me develop better relationships with other people in my life.
Oh, that's amazing. Thanks. That's a really beautiful insight. And Stephen, how about you?
I was in the same class as Katrin, teacher trainee class, and I can, you know, vouch for everything that she said about a nice, small, special class, very inclusive. It really brought out the best in everybody, and I can't express enough what, like, a positive that was in my life, and not just in the training, but also the studio itself. Within a week, all of the instructors knew my name, and that might be because I was one of the few males to go in there, but if there are any males on this call, don't be intimidated. You know, you're not heading into hostile territory. Everyone will know your name. Everyone will be so nice to you and so welcoming. And it's really, that was exceptional. You know, they always say you want to go someplace where everyone knows your name. And right away, people knew who you were, and they were very kind and open to helping you in any way. And I just can't be grateful enough for that.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for sharing. Yeah, I think that our studio really is a really sanctuary in the city. You know, we really have wanted and have created a place where people can come together and know each other's names and really feel like, you know, we're in this together. I like to remind my students, you know, even though sometimes it feels like we're head down looking at our smartphones, going about our own world, but really we're in this together, this journey. So thank you so much. And so, you know, we're coming towards the end of the call here, and I just think that a great way to wrap up the call is to ask each of you, you know, if someone is considering doing yoga teacher training at Health Yoga Life, you know, what would you say to them? Really speaking to the folks listening on the line, you know, folks just like you who may or may not be ready to take that leap just yet, you know, whatever parting words you might have for them. And Nicole, maybe you could start us off. You know, if one of your friends was like, I'm thinking about doing teacher training, what would you say to that person?
I'd probably go and sign them up for them. I feel like, go, do it, and, like, do it now. Get the money together and figure your stuff out, because it's going to be way better than you could even anticipate right now. Like, if I had any preconceived notions, they were, like, blown out of the water. It was just literally a life-changing experience.
Oh, that's amazing. And how about you, Katrin?
Yeah, so I feel like my yoga teachers always say, if not now, when? So I would definitely say go for it. If you're thinking about it, then now is the time to do it. You'll get everything that you could dream of out of it, and it's just such a great experience. So I say go for it.
Great. And Stephen, wrapping it up for us here.
Yeah, I touched on the two main things that, you know, were – that I thought of when I was debating whether or not to do it, and that was cost, and it will pay for itself very quickly, and then ability. One of the things that we say in training is that any trainer can make an exercise more complicated, but a great trainer can make something easier, or can make something easier so that as someone with bad knees or someone with bad shoulders or bad wrists can do it. And the same will be said about the HYL teachers. They can take any pose and break it down so that anyone can do it, including you. And I'd be very excited if I were going to sign up and do this again, because you're going to have a really great experience. It's going to be tough, but in the end, you'll be on this call and you'll be telling everyone how worth it was for your life.
Oh, that's awesome. That is beautiful. Well, thank you so much to each of you for sharing today with us, Stephen, Katrin, and Nicole, for spending this time really sharing the best of yourself with everybody here listening. I know it inspired me, your stories and your insights, and I'm sure you've helped a lot of our listeners today. And so with that, I'd just like to inform all of you folks who are listening today that, you know, please don't hesitate to be in touch if you have any further questions. Email yogatt@healthyogalife.com. So that's yoga, the letters TT for teacher training, @healthyogalife.com. Or check out our website, healthyogalife.com. And definitely stay connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. And thank you, everybody, and have a great day, and namaste.
Thank you.
Thank you.